Well, SEPTA is now in the process of issuing refunds to regional rail riders who were double charged last month. And as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo, SEPTA says a now repaired software bug was to blame.
Regional rail riders discovered that they were being charged on their weekly or monthly pass and on their travel wallet balance. The double charges even wiped out the entire balances for some customers. SEPTA spokeswoman Kelly Green says a software bug caused some of the tap-and-go fare validators to go offline.
This was a stretch of about 2 weeks that this was happening. And again, as soon as we became aware of the problem, we started working on the solution, which was a software fix.
The glitch affected about 1,600 riders. Green says they shouldn't need to contact SEPTA to get refunds.
That process is being done automatically, so customers don't need to file a dispute or anything. But if anyone doesn't see a credit on their account by the end of next week, they should call SEPTA Key Customer Service.
Green says so far about half of the affected customers have received credits on their key cards. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.